Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth Copeland and his special guest Creflo Dollar as they begin a new series called Change Your Thinking, Change Your Life. Learn how renewing your mind opens the door for God to change your life. Now here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we just praise you and thank you. Lord, we thank you that you are faithful and you are just. You are there for us and we praise you for it and thank you for it. You don't ever change. And so the changing is now up to us. We are the ones that need to be changed. And we thank you and we praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you join me today in welcoming Creflo Dollar to this broadcast? Praise God. Creflo, now listen, I know known you for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And you busier than 4 one-armed paper hangers. I mean, you a busy man. And for you to take the time out and come and be with us in these broadcasts, man, we deeply appreciate it.
Well, sir, it's an honor.
Not only that, I know that God is doing things in your life and he's revealing himself. We're seeing people reveal themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the scripture says in the last times when Satan sees his time is short, he just goes nuts. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason is if you don't get it done now, he might not get it done. Mm-hmm. Well, it puts him in a place where he has to expose himself. And when the devil comes out in the daylight, you can send his saddle home, brother. He's done. Now, people that have agendas that they had rather have kept hidden, mm-hmm. they're coming out in the open because of this idea that if we don't get this done now, we're not going to get it done. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, politicians are revealing who they really are. Mm-hmm. And business people are revealing who they really are and what their agenda really is. Mm-hmm. And all of this stuff that's been hidden, all this subterranean stuff, is coming to the surface, man. It's very interesting what you begin to see. But you notice a thread running through the whole thing. Remember what Osama bin Laden said on that very first tape after 9/11? Mm-hmm. And he called for this massive jihad, and he said Islam is failing, and if we don't rise up and get this done now, we won't get it done. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, all the politicians got... So we ought to vote on this today. Oh, we ought to get it done. Don't read the thing, just vote, man. You know, I mean, we got to get it done. They can't help it, Creflo. Mm-hmm. And God's got the pressure on them.
Pressure cooker.
Oh, yeah. And now is when God reveals himself. Oh, what a time, man.
And
I know this thing's working in you and it's working in me. So... we were discussing before we came into the studio today about the book of Galatians. Let's turn there. Get your Bible and let's turn to the book of Galatians and we'll look in the 5th chapter. And let's go with the 16th verse is what we're going to look into. But now look from the 13th verse. Brethren, you have been called unto liberty. Praise God. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Mm-hmm. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, that you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour one another, you take heed that you be not consumed of one another. Mm-hmm. Oh, Creflo, this is so important right now. Mm-hmm. Right now, the world's in the biggest mess it has ever been in its history. Mm-hmm. Governments are failing all over the world. This Babylonian system's coming up. apart like a $2 watch, man. I mean, it's just failing in every direction. And the time is here for the body of Christ to be the body of Christ, for manifestation of the sons of God, which is the blessing of Abraham. We're the source. We're the contact for the world, for the source himself, Jesus. And it's time for the, but now, if we get caught up in this backbiting and devouring one another,
not gonna work.
No, it's no time for us to be devouring one another. It's time for us to come together and rise up and present Jesus and the fact that he's more than enough to the world.
And the only way that's gonna be done, the issue where change is concerned, there's not gonna be the type of change that God wants until we understand how vital it is for us to check out what's going on in our mind and how our mind has been educated, how it's been trained, the strongholds we've taken in. If the body of Christ and the church is going to be effective in these last days, we're going to have to understand how to walk in the Spirit, understand what it means. We got to understand what it means to walk in the flesh. And we've got to deal with this thing between our two ears. We're going to have to understand how important it is to take the Word of God every day and to renew our mind with the Word, because nothing we preach, nothing we say, no revelations that we give will really impact change if people don't know how to change or how to implement the information by renewing their mind.
Or don't know what to change to.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, And I was just thinking as you were saying that, did and does the Word say to walk like God? Does the Word say talk like God? Does the Word say think like God? Think on His thoughts? Well, Creflo, if you walk like God and you talk like God and you think like God, you're going to get God's results. Absolutely. I mean, it just produces it, doesn't it?
It does.
Now I cut that short. Let me go ahead and get down to this. Now, he said, if you bite and devour one another, you take heed that you don't be consumed to one another. This I say then, because of that now, you take heed that you don't be consumed to one another. Here's how you do that. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust or the pressures of the flesh. He didn't say, now you're going to have to do something about your flesh so that you can walk in the Spirit. No. You make the decision by faith to walk in the Spirit, and it'll do something about the flesh.
Now, when I read that and I had this thought, I said, now, you know, what does a man think? What are the different perspectives when a guy says, you know, he reads this scripture and it says, walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Is he only thinking about sexual pressure when you're surrounded by all different kinds of pressure? And how do I set myself up in my understanding to carry this out? And I saw it based on a scripture I found in Romans chapter 8, verse 5. When it says those guys who walk in the Spirit, they do mind the things of the Spirit, and those who walk in the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. And then Jesus said...
So that's what they got their mind on.
That's what they have their mind on. And Jesus said this, he said, there is no profit in the flesh. But then he says, the words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. He says, but walking in the flesh doesn't have any profit. So if you take just those two perspectives and you put it together with this, to walk in the Spirit is to walk in a mind that's set in line with God's Word, because the Word of God is what makes you spiritual. It's important that we understand that there's a difference between being religious spooky and actually being spiritual. Mindset that's on the Word of God. If I walk in the Spirit, I'm walking in a mindset that lines up with God's Word. But if I walk in the flesh, I'm walking in a mindset that contradicts or goes against God's word.
Well, and to be carnally minded is death.
It's death.
Uh-huh.
And so here he says, if you walk in the Spirit, he says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, walk in a mindset that lines up with God's word. And if you'll get busy about setting your mind on God's word and walking that way, you won't fulfill the intense appetite and pressures of a old mindset or a mindset that's going through the news media and everything. You won't fulfill the appetite or the lust of that. Now, what is it going to take for me to get away from the mindset that contradicts God's word in order to line my life up with a mindset that lines up with God's word? I'm going to have to go and find out, what did I miss concerning renewing the mind?
If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Mm-hmm. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth.
Absolutely.
That all starts right here, doesn't it?
Right. And set it like you would an alarm clock. You're setting the alarm clock to go off. You're setting your mind to carry out what it's set on. So if I set my mind on the word of God on how to treat my wife, it's set according to God's word because it's set that way for me to actually carry it out and do it.
I see something there, Creflo, where once you have the word of God working and you've set your mind on that, mm-hmm. and on God, and you've set certain things in motion, I'm determined to be this way and not mm-hmm. that way. Mm-hmm. When I do that, there's something working in me, and I'm having a hard time getting it in my mind. The thing that set it off in me is when you said it's like an alarm clock. Mm-hmm. That alarm goes off. It was set beforehand to go off at a certain time.
Right, right.
And if I have set this alarm in me and it goes off, mm-hmm. then I ain't no need to be going that way. Mm-hmm. I need to be knowing what God said mm-hmm. about this. I need to go His way about this, not the way that I don't need to start thinking that again. Mm-hmm. I don't need that in my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't need that in my mind. I put this in my mind. Mm-hmm.
The same way with a guy who sleeps, the alarm goes off and it says, you don't need to keep sleeping, get up. You know, you're going that one way, but now it's time to change and go this other way. In order to get, it's going to take training to get that way. It's one thing to get the information of the fact I need to renew my mind and what it means to walk in the Spirit. But it's, you know, this week, we're gonna find out that it's got to go so much deeper because it's this subconscious mind, which I believe we can prove this week that that's called the spirit of the mind that's got to be impacted.
Yeah,
if that's not impacted, and the only way you can impact it is through training and creating a habit for it to begin so you can do things without having to be conscious of doing it, you know.
That right there in the fifth chapter of Hebrews makes that statement mm-hmm. that everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby.
Yeah.
But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, mm-hmm. even those who by reason of use, or the cross-reference says exercise or training, mm-hmm. training, mm-hmm. training, mm-hmm. focusing on it, training on it, changing from this way to this way. This is the way. Train to think this way mm-hmm. and speak this way mm-hmm. and act this way. Mm-hmm. Even those by reason of training have their physical senses trained mm-hmm. to know the difference between good and evil. Mm-hmm. Now you got your flesh lined up with you.
Yes, sir.
And the pressures are not as near as ugly as they used to be.
But in the church, we've got to begin to teach people the importance of training in it. Not just coming and hearing the sermon, writing it down, then close the book till next Sunday. We've got to train.
Creflo, you and I learned this a long time ago. I, I began to realize, and this is what I was getting at there a minute ago, and the Lord just gave me a way to say it, how dangerous it is to follow feelings.
Yes, sir.
Man, when you believe what you feel and you only believe what you see and things that you hear coming at you from the world, God can't get through to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because He's not out there in this feeling world. Mm-hmm. He's a spirit. We worship Him in spirit and in truth. But the devil has access to your very most inner sanctuary, which is your mind. It's so super dangerous to be just bounced around by your feelings. Well, that's where the alarm comes in, doesn't it? That we, by the Word of God, we've set a standard here and we've made a decision and determined this is the way I'm going to think, and this is the way I'm going to speak. Then the pressures of that creates those feelings, trying to lead you off and out into some other kind of mess.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about just sin. I'm talking about doing and saying things like the world does and says them because the pressure's on you to compromise what you what you did. That's where your training comes in there.
And your negative emotions begin to move you away from the will of God for your life. Because they're not lining up with the Word of God. If you'll picture the mind as a joint, and on one side of it you got your spirit, and on the other side of it you got what can happen in this physical world. I can have a strong calf muscle, a strong thigh, but if my knee is weak, I won't get the benefit of the strong thigh or the strong calf muscle because my knee is weak. I can pick up certain things with my hand, but it'll require my arm. But if this joint is weak, it's gonna affect the outcome of everything. Well, so likewise, my mind is like that joint.
It is.
It's got to be renewed. It's got to be trained because all of the benefits of what can come from my spirit showing up in this physical world through my body is going to be based on this joint right here. If this is weak and if this is untrained and if this hadn't been conditioned with the Word of God, then it's going to affect, it's going to affect what I can get from my spirit and what will show up in my life.
So it's the joint between the flesh on one side and your spirit on the other.
Yes, sir.
It's right there in the middle.
Yes,
the soul of man.
Yes.
His mind, his will, and his emotions.
Yes.
Right there in the...
Yes.
Amen.
And attached to that is the man's spirit and his and what his body will have the potential to do along with his mind, will, and emotions. Well, the enemy comes in. He'll say, now, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to try to get you to fall by your emotions. I'm going to try to get you to be emotionally rude, kind of like what he did in the Garden of Eden. If I can get your eyes off the things of God and get it over here to looking at that and wondering how that tastes and all that stuff, then the greatest sin that took place in the garden that day was the sin of being emotionally rude instead of honoring what God told you to do.
And he wound up stealing something that belonged to God.
Exactly. And the whole course of this thing that we're dealing with today came as a result of it. And yet Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, the very thing that Satan attacked Adam with, he tried with Jesus to attack him emotionally. And the Bible says that he went for it and he kept on praying. He would not allow himself to be emotionally rude. Lord, take this cup from me. No, not my will, but let thy will be done. I'm going to stick with God's will regardless of what's going on in my emotions. And I think we're living in a society today where we are hearing all kinds of things of the flesh. I mean, the flesh, just simply, it's when it doesn't line up with God's Word. And when I'm hearing things that don't line up with the Word, and I'm hearing, you know, sweet people on talk shows that I like say things that don't line up with the Word, or even when I go to church and I hear the guy on the pulpit saying things that don't line up with the Word, I'm being trained to think in line with the flesh.
Yeah.
And so what happens is, we got a great week coming up, but what happens is, if you are trained in the flesh, that word death, it literally means separation from the Father, but also from the Father's provision. And when you're separated from the Father's provision, then you're separated from the Father, you're sitting around wondering, how come it's not working? Why is it not? The Bible says this, but it's not. Because you're training in the flesh and you're not walking in the Spirit, because you've turned into a spooky thing, and it can be reduced down to a mindset that lines up with God's word versus a mindset that doesn't. So I got to get my mind set to go off.
Now, does this matches right up with there is a way that seems right to a man. Now, why does it seem right? Because that's what he's heard, that's what he's thought. Mama thought it, we bought it, and it was preached and everything else. But just because it looks right, smells right, that don't make it right. And you can't be sure that it's right. It just seems right. But if you learn to think with this, and that alarm goes off and says, that ain't right, man, you better rethink that, then now you got something working for you.
Oh, yes, sir.
But there is a way that seems right to a man, but the ways, and I noticed in the Word where it makes that statement, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the ways, plural, thereof are death. Lot of roads hit it, lot of emotions, lot of feeling, and the key issue lies in there as the truth of God. And what seems right is going to wind up destroying. But if you get on what is right, it'll fix all of that.
Absolutely.
That needed to be fixed.
Yeah. What seems right is Satan's deception to try to move you from the will of God.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, go down this road, and that'll take you that far down way from the will of God for your life. Go that way. That seems right. That'll take you away from the will.
And now, you know that preacher doesn't know what he's talking about. They're talking about you tithing, Tim. You ain't got nothing to tithe to start with. Now, what's the matter with you? That can't be right. Now, you know God's not going to require you to do that. Now, you know, now we get over here on the seam. On the seams right, feels right, looks right, and just kill your graveyard dead, man.
And there's your religion. not based on the word, but there's your religion. That's what somebody said, that's what somebody thought, that's what somebody came up with. And I can't tell you, there's something about, watch this, simply reading this Bible on a daily basis. They're not doing that anymore. People don't read the Bible anymore. They've gotten kind of lazy, like the society, and they're depending on other folks to do things that only they should be doing, and they're not reading the Bible. And so they'll go and say, well, you know, money is the root of all evil. And I'm like, you just proved to me you don't read your Bible.
You haven't been reading it.
Because that's not in there.
No.
And it's also the flesh. Because it's not in there. That's a mindset that's not lining up with God's word. So even the deceptive tweaks to the truth, what'd you call it? The wicked, twisted.
Yeah.
That's the wickedness of it, is that you do the little twist with the scriptures, and you won't even go find out if what you heard is right or wrong. So how are you ever going to even realize you're walking in the flesh when you don't know what it means to walk in the Spirit?
Oh, my goodness. I see we're going to have time.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Brother Creflo and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina, April 8th and 9th in the Westin Charlotte Hotel. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. The Southwest Believers Convention will be held the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests. Pastor Terry Pearson's will be at the Toronto Spirit-Led Prayer Conference, September 28th through 30th, Toronto, Ontario, Canada. The Copelands welcome you the 10th through 12th of November to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. The average person can have up to 50,000 thoughts every day. These thoughts create patterns of thinking that build a blueprint and affect everything in life. So what have you been setting your mind on? Renew your mind to God's Word starting right now with Dr. Creflo Dollar's teaching series, How to Change Your Thinking. Transform your life by lining up your mind with God and His Word.
You have to change the way you think. And if you change the way you think, you're going to have to change those words that you're exposing yourself to.
Exchange your thoughts for God's thoughts and promises. Eliminate destructive thought patterns and don't let a stronghold keep you from God's best. As you listen to this dynamic, powerful, and practical series, you'll notice a shift in your perspective on life. Things will begin to change. You'll see yourself like God sees you, blessed, confident, full of hope, and walking in faith and victory. Change your thinking and change your life.
No human being can come up with an original thought. You're not created like that. You were created to think God's thoughts after Him. He's the original. Satan's certainly not. He's a fallen angel, and besides that, he lost everything he had. So when you have a thought, you check out and see the source of that thought. Where did it come from? And then take a good look at it, because you keep thinking it, and that's what you're going to become. You're going to be just like it. So when you realize that, then how do I get off the way I've been thinking? On to God's thoughts. There's a transfer here. The knowing how is such vital information. How to change your thinking. Praise God. This has to be done. I mean, we have to do this. If you're going to live, you're going to have to do this. So, in fact, Creflo, that's the reason the Lord had us start our Believers' Conventions 35 years ago, was a place where we could get in and just totally immerse ourselves in the Word of God for six whole days and nights and quit playing church and get in there and just totally absorb our consciousness in the Word and transplant these thoughts of God. Praise the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, remember, this is Kenneth Copeland, Creflo Dollar, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on KCM, visit kcm.org. Online, you'll find free ministry resources to help you live every day in faith. Receive God's promise that everything is going to be all right.